My name is Alone Rob, and I'm the co-host of KBOO's Bicycle Show. Today, though, I would like to tell of Yashin and Gino Nugget Bartali, a cat and a dog that I have been fortunate to know and love. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye, wrote French pilot, writer, and resistance fighter Antoine de Saint-Exupéry in his wise and magical The Little Prince. In this world where too often appearances, pretensions, and egos seem to hold center stage, what is essential still does manage to get through, and often one does see clearly with the naked eye. A tail wagging, a bark of joy, a purring of contentment are a few of these essential manifestations that can be seen clearly and experienced directly. Since the early years of life, my journey in this cycle of existence has been aided and blessed by several stars shining bright, generously providing light, warmth, and hope. These include loving family members, friends, books, bicycles, soccer, cats, and dogs. The dogs, Doobie, Hor, Aristo, and Gino, Nugget Bartali, and the cats, Volvo, Smokey, and Yashin, have been family members, companions, friends, teachers, and endless sources of joy. Today I will lift a toast or a paw in honor of them all and will tell of two, Yashin the cat and Gino the dog. After Adassa Esther Rab, my dear mother, may her memory be blessed, died, I was devastated. Observing the psychologically wise mourning traditions of my Jewish ancestors and community, going to therapy, staying for a few weeks in an ancient Jerusalem monastery overlooking the Judean desert, where save for the monks' prayers and ringing of the bell, I enjoyed solitude and quiet, all these were steps I took to grieve and heal. They helped ease some of the intense pain. The knowledge that my mother lived to be 92 years and led a life of many pleasures and joys lessened the tremendous sense of loss. Still, I was heartbroken, sad, depressed. We decided to adopt a kitten because cats are wonderful beings who deserve good and loving homes, and also to help with my healing. The Animal Aid webpage featured a photo of a small orange kitten named Elliot. For the next 3 years, a spirited and intelligent creature blessed our life. We renamed him Yashin in honor of the Russian goalkeeper of my childhood, whose all-black outfit and graceful and powerful leaps to ferry the ball away earned him the nicknames the Black Panther and the Black Spider, and who was also a model of sportsmanship. From the first moment, Yashin brought smiles to our faces and much joy. Though I was still heartbroken, it was impossible not to smile and laugh over Yashin's playful and mirthful nature, his dedication to chasing a string, waking us up at precisely 6 every morning, and then planting himself on my chest and demanding his breakfast, his hiding under the blankets, rushing to the door to greet us and our bikes when we returned home, walking with us in the neighborhood attached to a leash. All these and so much more helped me survive my mother's loss. I still felt an ache, but it was lessened greatly thanks to that orange kitten that grew into a beautiful, spirited orange cat. I took extra care to make sure that Yashin did not go outside alone, as cars and the coyotes that made their home in the nearby forests were real dangers. One day, however, when I returned home, Yashin was gone. One of our housemates left the door open and then tried to capture Yashin by running after him. We searched for Yashin for days, but in vain. The 18th century Jewish mystic Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav has said that there is nothing in the world as whole as a broken heart. There is much wisdom in this saying, an acknowledgement that when we are hurting and broken, we could truly be open to the world, we could be more compassionate and aware of our pain and that of others. I would like to imagine that Yashin has found another home, that he is in a place of safety and love, but the uncertainty about his fate remains. Since Yashin vanished, so much has happened globally and personally. Thankfully, throughout these and other challenges and struggles, there have also been sources of strength, healing, and hope. Among these beacons of light has also been a new family member, a little four-legged golden-haired dog, a mixture of Chihuahua and Rat Terrier, who behaves like a lion. Gino Nugget Bartali, a dog who brings much joy and embodies wisdom too, and is a daily reminder of the good and loving elements of the universe. After Yashin vanished, we were not ready to, quote, move on or adopt another animal. A friend suggested we foster dog or cats for short periods of time, thus helping the animals till they find permanent homes, and in the process do something with all the love we had, love that was yearning to be expressed with a non-human being. At the animal aid shelter, we chose a little guy who was in his cage, peering at us frightened. From the information sheet, we learned that he was an LA kid, born a year and a half earlier. He enjoyed a good life at the home of a woman who loved him. But after she died, he wound up living on the streets until he was taken to a shelter and then shipped to Oregon. We brought him home. For the first week, we did not know if he had a voice, as he made no sound. He was frightened, crawling into his crate every night. We made a poster and placed it at stores and on telephone poles and also online in order to find him a permanent home. A couple who lost their dog came to look at Nugget. They left, saying they needed to think more as they often travel, and also as he was, in their words, not their exact cup of tea. Their favoring a different cup of tea was our greatest blessing, as we decided to have the renamed dog, we renamed him Gino Nugget Bartali, part of our family. His transformation from being terrified and wary to happy and loving has been beautiful to watch. Gino Nugget Bartali is named in honor of the Italian cycling champion and member of the anti-fascist resistance who hid Jewish friends in his home and smuggled documents in his bicycle frame, a reminder of what is possible and of the ongoing need to stand for what is right in those days and our age too. I am a lover and admirer of both cats and dogs. Daily, I thank the universe for giving me a chance to be in the company of such wonderful beings, animals that approach the world with curiosity, playfulness, and joy, animals that embody loyalty and devotion and who share their magical lives with us. Thank you, Dubi, Shor, Aristo, and Gino Nugget Bartali, the dogs, and the cats Volvo, Smokey, and Yashin, for being family members, companions, friends, teachers. Thank you also to all the other dogs and cats for your blessings. The world will be so much diminished if you did not exist and you did not decide to share your amazing lives with us humans.